Now, everyone is going gaga over the do-it-yourself home kits for teeth straightening. Yeah, as you can probably imagine, dentists are pretty concerned and urging the public to steer clear. Easy Smile is one of the companies promoting the DIY procedure, and it is right here in Australia as well. It's not, it's overseas as well, but it is also here. It offers some clear aligners from a laboratory using world-class technology in air quotes and no face-to-face dental visits. Yep. The Australian Society of Orthodontists say that the absence of clinical examinations, x-rays and ongoing supervision is really, really concerning. To tell us a little bit more about this practice here in Australia, we have Robbie Schwartz. He's a member of the National Committee for Orthodontists and he's a practicing orthodontist himself. Robbie, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.
My pleasure, Tess.
So what, I guess, are some of the big concerns, some of the big problems that could potentially occur when using some of these DIY straightening kits?
Well, I think your introduction was great. I mean, it really does say that a lot of this is unsupervised. There's no diagnosis to begin with. There's severe limitations when you're doing something that is, basically you take your own mold of your teeth, you send it into a company. There's no dentist, there's no orthodontist to do the initial diagnosis or treatment planning. And that's required for any form of medical intervention. I mean, the risks include some things like, damage to your teeth and gums. You're probably going to get poor treatment results. And clearly, there's a lack of accountability from the product provider. So if anything goes wrong, you've got nowhere to go.
And I never had braces as a kid, but, the people I knew who did were having to go in and get them checked and tightened everything really, really regularly. I imagine that's not something that happens here.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, like you said, our big issue from Orthodontics Australia is that it is totally unsupervised. There's no one monitoring how far is that tooth moving. Generally, with these kits, you're given a series of aligners. And so when you progress to the next one, you have to be sure that that initial aligner has done the movement that is required before you move on to the next one, or the forces involved in moving those teeth goes way beyond our physiological limits.
So what should we be doing about this? Should there be some tougher laws or more warning labels against these kits?
Yeah, well, what we're saying is that we are hoping that APRA, which is the governing body of healthcare in Australia, would come down and say that these sort of treatments are not something that's really great for the Australian consumer.
And why do you think it is that people are so drawn to these kits at the moment?
I think it sounds really easy. Like you said, there's no regular appointments that are required. And cost is clearly a factor.
Oh, really? How much? So it's a lot, I imagine, cheaper then?
I take it. I'm not sure of their cost. I take it it's going to be cheaper than going to see a healthcare professional. But then there's the risk that we just discussed before that is associated with that.
They do sound pretty concerning at best. But Robbie, thanks for chatting to us this morning.
No problem. My pleasure, Tess.
That was Robbie Schwartz. He's a member of the National Committee for Orthodontics Australia and a practicing orthodontist on this new craze that has some dentists worried, DIY teeth straightening. Yeah, it doesn't sound like something you'd want to mess with without a professional, but apparently these kits are out there. I would not be going near them with a 10-foot pole, personally.